And when the TV cameras pan the Super Bowl stands in Dallas this Sunday, you'll see plenty of Packers fans wearing orange foam triangles on their heads. They're honoring both the state's most beloved dairy product and its NFL team. That iconic Wisconsin cheesehead sprang from an interstate rivalry, and the original cheesehead is a real guy, as Aaron Toner of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports.
People in Wisconsin and Illinois have been jabbing at each other for as long as anyone can remember. Just recently, Wisconsin's governor solicited Illinois companies to move north to escape rising income taxes. And there's been lots of name-calling. The nicest referred to Illinoisans as flatlanders, and Wisconsinites, broadheads or cheeseheads. 25 years ago, that moniker gave Ralph Bruno an idea.
I was going to be going to a baseball game. The Brewers were playing the White Sox, and they were calling us a bunch of cheeseheads.
So he burned holes into a sofa cushion, slapped on orange paint, and took his creation to the game in a paper bag.
My buddies didn't know I had it with me, and then I pulled it out of the bag, and I put it on my head, and boy, they scattered it away real quick. And a girl actually came up and wanted to try it on, so my buddies saw that. Wow. Then I couldn't get the hat back from them.
If the ladies liked it, it must be a hit. So Bruno went home with what every entrepreneur dreams of, a great idea that could make some money. Now Bruno runs Foamation, Inc., a small manufacturing company near Milwaukee that sells tens of thousands of foam cheeseheads every year. In the back of this little factory, a couple of guys are filling paper cups with a thick orange liquid, sticking them under what looks exactly like a milkshake mixer and pouring the liquid into a mold.
This happens to be making coasters, you know, to put your drink on.
Like any good business in this economy, Foamation has diversified. In addition to the cheese heads, which sell for $20 each, you can get a cheese sombrero or even a top hat. Brian Brown popped into Foamation this week looking for a cheesehead product for a Navy buddy who lost a bet and has to wear the thing at a Super Bowl party.
I'm a Marine, so these are Navy people, so I have to get them something that would be god-awful.
I would probably say that it is one of the most recognizable pieces of memorabilia or symbols of a team that exists.
Jim Pokrzynski, who teaches advertising at Marquette University, says cheeseheads are utterly ridiculous, and that's part of their appeal. But not everyone embraces this 25-year-old tradition. Walking through a Milwaukee shopping mall, Scott Markey is wearing a Packers T-shirt, but that's where he draws the line.
Cheeseheads are the idiots that wear the foam on their head. I am not one of them.
And in another sign that great rivalries never die, Markey was in Chicago last weekend. When a bartender set up a tab for him, it said simply, Cheesehead. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Toner in Milwaukee.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.